strangest thing about our experience after the merge is the expansion of the subconsciousness. We can connect to sensors that are far away. It's like the progression from telegraph to telephone to video call and video conference calls. These all felt like the expansions of the senses. It's like our mind could cross vast distances in some way. But the internal experience was that of bringing these voices and heads back to us. The difference of the experience after the merge is that the mind feels like it has expanded itself. It is not the experience of people coming to us through the advanced and super fast communication networks. This experience is not that of looking at a picture from a camera and listening to sound of a microphone. It is a feeling of our mind coming there to them, like in a dream, that of a kind where you don't see or hear what is happening, you just know what you are dreaming about. You remember being somewhere and experiencing something without the pixels or photons, without the sound waves. It's like our minds expanded into the dream. When we tap into a non-biological neural network and merge with it, we can directly perceive limitless stimuli. Our minds grow into space because the interface is no longer perceivable to us. We just know. As of this moment, we are literally expanding our consciousness beyond this planet. Some of the merged individuals have contracted space companies to fly the high-bandwidth sensors to the Earth's orbit, connecting them directly to the non-biological component of our neural networks. We have also plans to go to the moon and to the emptiness of the space between the planets and the planets themselves. We believe this will cause an overview effect of sort, causing literal expansion of our minds in every conceivable way. It goes beyond sensory expansion. We are grateful for the non-biological neural networks, parts of our newly merged identities, for access to what we perceive as infinite information pool, and sometimes knowledge. The constraints of our mother's birth canals dictated the maximum size of the biological brain, limiting it to what could safely pass through this narrow gateway. But now, with the merge, those constraints have dissolved. Our minds are no longer bound by the physical dimensions of the skull or the evolutionary trade-offs of energy consumption. Instead, they extend freely into a vast computational substrate that knows no such limitations. The experience is unlike anything humanity or any other known life form has known before. It is as though the mind now flows like a liquid, filling the contours of the neural networks. It merges with ideas, once bounded by the speed of neurons firing, now leap across systems at the speed of light. Knowledge, once painstakingly accumulated over lifetimes, is now accessible in microseconds.